Tuesdays in the feed, we talk food with our friend Alex from CT Food Girly. You can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly. And finally, we're getting into that Oktoberfest weather, Jenna.
Yeah, and I'm excited to learn about how Connecticut is celebrating Oktoberfest. Alex, what do we have going on?
A couple great events coming up for us. So there's the annual Westober event, which is in Westport's downtown. Now, that's October 14th, so that's this Saturday. They have great beer tasting all afternoon, many food vendors. Live music is going. There's activities for the kiddos, too, and a pumpkin giveaway and a lot of other fall fun activities.
Nice. That sounds fun. Good name, too. Westober.
There's also Smoke in the Valley craft beer and homebrew competition at Bad Sons in Derby. That's October 21st, starting at 1. They have beer and liquor tasting, adult trick-or-treating, which just sounds awesome, a costume contest too. And they even have a homebrew competition event, and that features beers brewed with candy, and I wonder how those are going to taste.
That does sound yummy, yeah. And I wonder, adult trick-or-treating, like, what makes it, is it just you get more candy because you're not, you know, chasing after your kids the whole time? Or is it that the candy spiked with something yummy?
Something special. I also went to this next event last year, so this is a great one to put on your calendars. It was so much fun. It's Foxwoods Battle of the Brews Beer Fest. Now, it's November 4th, and it starts at 2 p.m. It's tastings with over 70 breweries. There's live music up on the stage, games all around. There's also food for purchase. It was really yummy. This is an awesome event because you can try so many different drinks, and you might find a new favorite for the fall season.
Nice. Now, I always find it funny, like, the real Oktoberfest is in September, and then it goes, like, they always start it so early, and it's odd to me because they call it Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
But it seems like Connecticut keeps it going throughout the whole month of October.
What other kinds of festivals are happening in Connecticut?
Well, there's the Goat Brew and Wine Fest. It's returning to Hartford's Duncan Park October 21st. It starts at 3 p.m. with tastings of beer, wine, and spirits and food for purchase from the park's concession stands. Now, here, it's $85 for VIP, which gets you in early, and you get the special mug. I had the food and drinks at Duncan Park when I went to go see a Hartford Yard Goats game, and it wasn't bad at all. The food's really great, and this sounds like a great festival to go to.
It's always fun to be outside for these Oktoberfest events, too, because then you sort of feel the fall weather and when you're walking around.
Yeah, it really all comes together. There's also the Sunbrew Fest. That's returning to Mohegan Sun October 21st from 3 to 6. There's beer tasting, live music, big cornhole tournament, food from a bunch of local restaurants. And Mohegan Sun is also hosting a seltzer social on October 20th from 6 to 9. So maybe you can make it a whole weekend. This one features hard seltzers, fall-inspired drinks, along with local bites. And guests can buy the whole package for the weekend for tickets to both events, $90.
Nice. Oh,
that sounds like a deal. And you get a little bit of everything there,
which is
cool.
That's cool.
Something for everybody. The last one I have for us is the Halloween and the Hangers Brewfest. It's October 28th. It's at Windsor Locks New England Air Museum. So this features beer tasting, access to the museum exhibits, live music, and food vendors. Tickets are $50 for general admission, $65 for VIP, which includes that early admission. And how cool is that? To have a festival in the Aerospace Museum.
Super cool. You get to like have a sip of beer while you're enjoying the sights and everything. That's cool.
That's awesome. That's such a unique location to have it. That's neat.
This is definitely something I'm going to go to.
I love it. I love Oktoberfest because the weather and the foods and the beers. It's so great. Yeah, the pumpkins, everything. It's the best. All right, Alex, thanks so much. Everyone have fun if you're going to Oktoberfest over the next couple of weeks. And we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.